Merry Christmas to you. Merry, Merry Christmas 2017 to all the listeners out there. We thank you for being here. And we've got this hour, we're going to be taking your calls for Stan Larimer on the crypto or the miracles of Christmas. And we also have a reading from Lionel Fanthorpe's, Lionel Fanthorpe's going to be doing a reading of "Twas the Night Before Christmas" before the night is over. We're going to be doing that later this hour. And also Santa tracking. So let's go back to NORAD because I'm hearing the bells of Santa. I love it. So Santa was last seen in Juneau, Alaska. I mean, this dude is getting around. Over 6,716,000,000 gifts have been delivered from Santa. Can you imagine all the cookies Santa has been putting down? Wow. Well, right now he's headed to Fairbanks, Alaska. He's going to be there in 6 minutes and 26 seconds. Fairbanks, Alaska. That's a neat spot. I'd like to go check that out myself one day. And maybe Santa will take a little tour and check some things out too while he's there. Maybe he's got some time. Santa can do anything. He's got the magic of time on his side. So that's where he's at. We'll keep those updates coming up so you'll know to go to bed, all right, so that you can get your gifts. So Merry Christmas from Coast to Coast AM, and we've got your questions coming up next with Stan Larimer here. We are back here on Coast to Coast AM. Hi, everybody, and Merry Christmas to you. Also, a Happy New Year from Coast to Coast AM on New Year's Eve. I'll be back here on Coast to Coast, and we'll be talking about past predictions. Betsy Lewis is going to be on with us for the first hour. She's going to be talking about what she did predict and what happened and what didn't happen, and then she's going to predict for 2018. And then we're going to be talking to you guys about what you predicted and what came true and what didn't come true and what you've got, what you think's going to happen. So it's going to be a lot of fun on New Year's Eve, so please join me. It's going to be a really good time. But until then, Merry Christmas, enjoy the birth of Christ and what Christmas is all about, and whatever it might be with you, I hope you have a happy and a merry Christmas and a good time with family and friends. And things are going very well for you. Stan Larimer is who we are talking with, the godfather of BitShares. We've been talking about his crypto trends for 2018. And also, we're talking about the miracles of Christmas. Stan, are you ready to take some questions on either crypto or miracles of Christmas? It depends on, you know, whatever the caller wants to do this hour. Are you good with that? Can you handle it?
That sounds like fun. I don't know whether I'll be able to handle it, but I'm willing to try.
All right, let's do that. Let's get to your calls. East of the Rockies, Barry has been holding on from North Carolina for a long time. Barry, thank you for sticking around. What is your question for Stan Larimer?
I tell you what, I've been on here for an hour and a half, and I'm still going crazy. Listen, I want to ask about bitcoins. Where do you buy them? What do they look like? Do you flop down $15,000 and they hand you a coin? And where do you spend it? How does it work?
Well, that's a great question. I'd say if you've used an online checking account, it looks the same on the surface. You go to your checking account, and there it says that you have 12 bitcoins, and you can say, oh, well, I would like to write a check to somebody on the other side of the planet for 6 bitcoins. And you type in their address and send it. It's not anything you can touch. It's the electronic money. It's just a different kind of electronic money that doesn't have a bank in the middle of it.
In the world, can you trust somebody to send them that kind of money and expect to get it? In other words, if I keep it 5 years, is it still worth the same $15,000 that I put up to start with?
Probably not. It changes all the time. A year ago, it was down around $3,000. A year before that, it was maybe $300. It goes all over the place. A few weeks ago, or even a few days ago, it was $19,000. So Bitcoin is very volatile. It's affected by people buying and selling it. There's a fixed supply, but a variable demand, and that means a variable price.
Barry, thank you for your phone call and those questions. calling east of the Rockies. And, you know, Barry's questions are right on target. It is a learning curve to get into it. And you really got to get involved when you do and really learn what you're doing so you don't go down the wrong pathways and really get it in your head of what's going on. Once you do, you're going to have a ball with it, and you're going to start knowing how to, you know, what to pick, what not to pick, and what to, gamble on or not, or whatever you want to do, because so many new things are coming in. But those questions are right on target, Stan, and that's, you know, kind of what I'm looking to do is not only help myself learn how to do it, but help others and put it more in the layman's terms, because it really is, gosh, it's the, I feel like it's a bad word, but I don't think it is. I think it's a good word. It's the geek world, right? I mean, that's who really knows how to do all this stuff. You guys are into it big time. You know what to do, where the other people here on the outside were going, what? What do we do? So you gave some great answers, but those are the questions. Those are common questions, aren't they, that Barry just asked?
Yeah, and I think the easiest thing to say is we're right at the Model T stage. You used to have to be a mechanic in order to operate your car, get your car started. Nowadays, it'll start and stop on its own, even at a traffic light. So, you know, we're right at that cutting edge where you've got to be a specialist, but that's where all the growth is occurring. So if you own some now, if you can figure it out, maybe it'll be worth more in the next year or two. And that's why it's worth your time right now to teach yourself new stuff.
Yeah, I mean, originally, I guess what you were getting pizza with the Bitcoin, and it was buying you pizza. And now it's buying you a mansion. So that's where it goes up and down, Barry. Great questions. I really appreciate those. And it is frustrating at first, so you're not alone, all right? We appreciate that you waited that long. Let's head over to first-time caller, Cliff from Rolling Hills, California. Cliff, welcome to Coast to Coast. What's your question for Stan?
Well, first of all, I wanted to say what a great job you're doing over there.
Thank you.
I don't know why you say you're from the high desert. Calling from the high desert and you're in Kentucky, but I like it anyway.
I'm in Kentucky.
About the Bitcoin, I was wondering with this, I saw it with all the Yahoo News and people like that, where all of a sudden there was all this hype and talk about Bitcoin, like they were running it up and hyping it up, and then it dropped. So it sounds to me exactly like, and I'm sure your guest, Stan, is probably familiar with there's a guy, Edwin Lefebvre, that wrote Reminiscence of a Stock Operator. And that's exactly the MO. You know, they hype it up, they run it up, and then they, when it gets to the high, they sell, and then it drops, and then they buy it when it's low. And that seems to me to be exactly what they did with this latest Bitcoin debacle, they're calling it maybe. But, you know, I mean, it dropped, what, 800 points or whatnot. And it's genius of them because they're, at the same time, they make it sound unstable and worthy of consideration for people like this previous caller that would be interested in buying into it. Oh, it's going up and down. You know, they're playing on the market volatility and the fear of investors. But these investors know what they're doing. You know, it seems to me that's what they did here in this last, just it was like, what, 3 days ago or so.
Okay.
I was hoping your guests would comment.
Yeah. Okay, great. Thank you very much for that, Cliff, and thank you for calling in your first time. So, Stan, yeah, what do you think about that? It has dropped down considerably.
yeah, there's a lot going on there, and there certainly is a lot of speculation and a lot of outright manipulation in the market. All the principles that you find in the stock market, in the foreign currency markets and everything, they're all there. It's just that the Bitcoin and other digital currency markets are newer, and therefore they have a lot more amateurs in there that are doing unpredictable things, and a lot more, less liquidity, so it's easier to push it around. So yeah, that's happening, but laid on top of that is a lot of good stuff. It's just a young market, and it's the Wild West. And in the Wild West, a lot of things happened that don't happen today in the Western United States, and that's just a market maturity kind of thing. There are perfectly valid digital currencies that don't do that, that are perfectly stable or close to stable, and those are some of the leading-edge things we're working on with our market-pegged assets, nice, stable assets that you can count on to hold a value within a narrow range.
Yeah, that's why I really like what you're doing, as well as the HERO out there. You can, the HERO's pretty stable, correct?
Yeah, that's a market-pegged asset that grows with respect to the dollar at a rate of 5% annually. So that's our flagship, really. It's kind of new, one of the newest ones. One of the older ones is an asset that's pegged to the CNY, the Chinese currency, and it's really popular in China. It's the number one pegged asset, nice and stable, and proven for several years.
Yeah, it just takes time to learn what is going on in the first place, and then learning all the different coins out there and deciding which to go with and studying it, because a lot of people, you know, everybody hears about the Bitcoin, and especially when you first get into it, that's all you hear about. And then when you really kind of get in a little deeper, you start seeing the other ones and talking about the other ones. But folks, just so you'll know too, this is all on the blockchain, and the blockchain is not just coins, there's other things. So keep that in mind, it's not just coins, and all these things are gonna grow more and more. So speaking of the West, as you were talking about, let's go west of the Rockies and talk to Rick from Idaho Falls, Idaho. Hey there, Rick. Welcome to Coast to Coast. Merry Christmas. And you have a question for Stan? Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
And
I think I'm off subject here after listening a little bit, but since it's the birthday of our Lord.
Absolutely.
I just wanted to say something quick, if that's all right.
Sure, absolutely. Those questions
right,
are being taken.
You. I've got a theory, I call it the nurturing theory. And it goes kind of against evolution thinking and more toward creation. And the theory is, I think Adam and Eve would have had to be created first, because a human baby, as simple as it sounds, just couldn't make it a day on its own.
So what's your question?
Well, I didn't have a question. I just wanted to put that out there, and I guess the wrong night to do it.
No, no, no. We'll let Stan comment on that. Go ahead, Stan.
Well, that is what God says he did, creating Adam and Eve. And certainly he has given us that desire to be nurturing. You know, we've since that time adopted some other less desirable states that were not intended, but certainly early on that we were created in order to take care of each other. I think God said before he created Eve, it's not good for man to be alone. So he gave him a wife and taught her how to talk, and the rest is history.
And some people think that's a good thing, and some do not. Thank you, Rick. That was a great question. No, you were not out of line. You were right on target. It's not a problem at all. Let's head over to the wild card line number one, Gary from Santa Maria, California. Gary, welcome to Coast to Coast, and Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you. And as a little Christmas present, I'd like to take that light bulb over you and Stan's head and turn it up to about 100,000 candle power. Here is my little gift. On January 1st, myself and 20 million other adults in California are going to be able to buy legalized marijuana for both recreational and medicinal use. Now, the medicinal marijuana has been shunned by all of banking in California. The poor people trying to get by in that industry have not been able to do anything with banking. It's ideal for a cryptocurrency. You have only one city, Desert Hot Springs, they're calling it Desert Pot Springs, that's prepared for it. No other county in California has any place for 20 million of us to buy what is now going to be in 1 week legal to possess for recreational and medical uses. There is no softer market under God's green earth than the medical recreational marijuana market in California, Washington, and Colorado. The county commissioners aren't even meeting until February to decide how they're going to get their dirty little paws into the tax revenue that's going to be developed. Now, this is unfake news, just like the two words, unfake news, just like my YouTube channel, two words. And it has to be organized. You can grow into it. You start with Desert Hot Springs, and county by county, as California works it out, without taking lessons from Colorado like they should have, they're going to ramp it up. Bring in your cryptocurrency, critical mass on cryptocurrency, critical mass on recreational and medicinal marijuana. Tie your wagon to it and let the ball roll.
All right, Gary, thank you for that. I'm going to let you wrap that up and answer that before our break, Stan, because I think, Gary, that he's going to have an answer for you. So, Stan, I know you have an answer.
Yeah, I've talked to people who are big in this industry, and I can assure you it has not escaped their notice. It's worthy of a trend that in the coming year you will see that exactly what you said happen in spades. Several companies moving on to the BitShares blockchain to provide a bypass to the banking system.
Yeah, and you have already said that, I guess that was one of your trends that you did already mention too, that like you just said, that the hemp world was going to be into that. And I know that from the past, talking to you last time we were on here, that you were talking to companies already with cannabis.
Yes, they're not ready to announce, but you'll be hearing from them in the next few months.
All right. So the people, Gary, they need to get a hold of Stan. Give them Stan's name, information. You go to our website, coasttocoastam.com. You'll get his information. And send him your way, Stan, right, so that you can help them out there with that cryptocurrency in the what they've got going on. They're calling for you. So we can't take another call right now because I think we're about to go into a break. Do we have enough time for another call, you think? No. Nathan Staten, my board op, is out there in L.A. I'm in Louisville. He's in L.A. And Stan, where are you right now? You're in West Virginia?
In Virginia.
Virginia. It's amazing what technology can do and pull us all together. And Nathan, I want to say Merry Christmas to you. I don't think you can talk back to where everybody can hear you, though, can you?
Merry Christmas.
Can you? Did they hear that?
They should have. Merry Christmas.
Good.
Thank you, Connie.
That's Nathan Staten. He used to be here at the same radio station that I'm coming out of right now, in the same room that there's like a ghost walking around. So, yeah, he let me know about it. So he's great. He's a Kentuckian, and he's out there in L.A. doing it with Coast to Coast. And we appreciate everybody being here. Merry Christmas. More of your questions to be answered. Stay with us here on Coast to Coast AM. Merry Christmas. It's Coast to Coast AM. Connie Willis here. Merry Christmas to you. Oh, sorry, Connie Claus tonight. Merry Christmas to you. We are doing a crypto Christmas and miracles of Christmas. We've been talking with Stan Larimer, the godfather of BitShares. All his information is on the website for those of you that were wanting to get a hold of him. And we're taking your questions, so we want to get right to them. Stan, doing a great job. We appreciate you hanging out there for us. And we're going to head over to, wild card line number two. Thomas is waiting on the phone for us kindly from La Jolla, California. Is that how I say that, Thomas?
Oh, it's La Jolla, California.
Oh.
And it's a Spanish name. You know, when I moved here, I used to call it La Jolla, but my neighbors corrected me. And
I didn't go that far.
La Jolla. And thank you for taking my call. And Merry Christmas, Stan and Connie.
Merry Christmas.
My question for you, Stan, is It's unfortunate that people don't read anymore, but they do watch movies. And I wanted to ask what recommendations for inspirational movies about the Christ. My vote for an inspirational movie about the Christ is the 1959 version of Ben-Hur with Charlton Heston, because the Christ led Charlton Heston over 4 hours, step by step, into, you know, the understanding of Christianity and the principles. But I wanted to ask you, in your opinion, are there any movies about the life of Christ that you would recommend that are inspirational, more than just Christmas movies?
Thank you, Thomas.
Well,
Stan.
Yeah, boy, what a great question. Boy, I can remember a lot of them back through the ages that I don't have on the tip of my tongue, but certainly there was a Mel Gibson movie that brought tears to my eyes. It was, you know,
the
more
passion.
About the crucifixion and suffering that Jesus went through. And the scenes in there that showed that it almost made me cringe, but it was the most moving experience that I've had in a long time. And I think a lot of times we focus on, you know, Jesus being a loving person and a powerful person, an incredible person, great teacher, all those things. But that, to me, was the thing he did, suffering and dying because of the mistakes we've all made. And I think that dramatized it stronger than anything I can think of.
Thank you, Thomas. Great question. And Stan, we're going to head over to wild card line number 3. I'm just trying to get through. There's so many people hanging out there waiting on the line, so I want to try to hit them all. We've got DJ on the line, wild card line number 3, from Santa Cruz, California. Merry Christmas to you, DJ. What is your question to Stan?
Merry Christmas. My question to Stan is, I'm new to cryptocurrency, and I'm trying to understand exactly what BitShares is, because it's much more complex than regular cryptocurrencies. And secondly, it's just an opportunity for investing and trading. So according, I looked it up on the Wikipedia, and according to that, it says, just very briefly, one, that it's an open source, public blockchain, real-time financial platform, similar, I guess, to Visa, and a decentralized asset exchange. And second, it also provides a cryptocurrency token called BTS or BitShares, which can be used to collect fees for network operations and as collateral for loans. So my question, I guess, is could you please explain in very simple language what Bitcoin is? Is it an equity stake, like buying shares in a corporation? In this case, BitShares financial platform and decentralized asset exchange businesses? Or is BitShares a digital currency like Bitcoin, except that its user value is limited to collateral for network ops and collection for network ops and collateral for loans, unlike Bitcoin, which is an all-around regular cryptocurrency, which can be used to buy anything, including pizza. And then the last question is, as I said, my interest is investing and trading. Is the price of Bitcoin intended to remain stable? So it's not really an opportunity for investing and trading. Thank you.
All right, DJ. Wow, Stan. Go for it.
Awesome. Okay. Well, Bitcoin was the very first system. It's a single coin. BitShares is a coin factory. It's something that can make all kinds of coins. You don't have to write your own software. You can sit down, and in a matter of minutes, you can create your own coin and have it trading globally. And so the other thing BitShares is a trading platform that doesn't have any man in the middle. You can trade using the blockchain with other ordinary people anywhere in the world, and not have a middleman in it. So that was what it was all about. And it's got the ability to build all kinds of smart coins in there, some of which do use the underlying BTS token as collateral. So that BTS token you referred to is the moral equivalent of Bitcoin, except it's lightning fast, 3 seconds to send it to somebody. And it is not any more stable than Bitcoin is. Both of them fluctuate due to market pressure, but there are products that are intended to be stable, and that would be our market-pegged assets on BitShares. Bitcoin doesn't have that equivalent, and therefore it fluctuates with supply and demand.
Wow, good stuff there, and great questions. And these are the questions that I came to you with before, too, just throwing them out at you because, you know, she's like me. She's that sponge wanting to learn. Teach it to me now. I want to get into it deep. And so that was great. Thank you very much, DJ. Let's head over to Alan, wildcard line number 4, calling somewhere around me right now in Louisville, Kentucky. Hey there, Alan. Merry Christmas to you. All right. Merry Christmas. Is it still snowing outside? Is it still cold and nasty and gross?
It's cold, nasty, wet, and yucky, yeah.
Yeah, typical. Be careful. All right. Well, we got only a couple minutes, so you give Stan the last question, and Stan answer that, and then
okay, I'll try to make it quick as possible. I have an old computer that's long since died, but I still have the hard drive in it. I mined a bunch of Bitcoin back when it was, like, you know, right around $1, back when it first came out. And I'd like to know how can I get that back, or if I can get it back, and if I can't, what happens to the Bitcoin I've mined? Does it just go up in smoke, or is it just out there in cyber?
It's out there, locked up under the keys that are resident on that hard drive. Okay, so
how do
you
get
that hard drive? Put that hard drive in another computer that can operate it, and you can go in there and get a modern Bitcoin wallet and let it catch up. With all the years that you haven't been paying attention to the blockchain, might take a few days or a week to catch up, but then you should find your coins still sitting there under those same keys on that hard drive.
If I'm not able, what happens to it?
If you can't recover your keys, then those coins are there, locked in a box that has no key, and they might as well not exist.
So you do have a chance there. You do have a chance of getting it, Alan.
There's a right. bunch of them. We'll go out and party if I find them.
There you go. Okay. Don't you forget it. Don't you forget it. I know you're a Valley Station, so I'm going to remember that. Wow. I hope that happens for you. Man, golly, I bet he's going crazy, Stan. I would be going nuts if I had some Bitcoin sitting around a computer and I needed to pull it out.
Oh, absolutely. But that's the best place for him to spend his treasure hunting time.
That's right.
That hard drive backup.
So what's he do? He takes his, what's he do again real quick?
He just installed a new computer that's able to run that hard drive. And assuming the drive is functional, he should be able to get the wallet file that has his keys in it and load it into a fresh copy load the keys into that wallet and be off and running.
Excellent. Excellent. Love it. Love it, man. Well, he's had a chance. I hope that works out. So, Stan, thank you so much for filling in and taking care of, you know, Bishop James Long had to do some emergency ministry stuff, and for you to step in. I really appreciate spending Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with you. It's been really fun, and I just want to make sure if there's anything else that you want to say before you go.
No, this has been a tremendous and delightful experience, and I think we covered a lot of ground. And just delighted to have the opportunity to do so.
And if anybody wants to get a hold of you, where do they do that?
Well, I think the place that probably is the most general thing to go to is my Steemit blog. That's spelled with two E's, steemit.com/@Stan. And that has all the things I've published over the past 2 years on this subject, both on the subjects of Christianity and the Bible, and all kinds of interesting Christian apologetics, and then tons of stuff on everything about digital currencies and Bitcoin. So you can read all kinds of stuff there, and there you'll find links to our other websites, sovereignhero.com, billionherocampaign.com, bitshares.org. Those would be the three that you could go to find out more information.
And make sure you put Eddie's phone number on your next blog.
yeah, I'll put it in there somewhere.
I love it. That's funny. I just keep thinking of bathroom wall humor for whatever reason. I guess somebody else had done that. They actually put their number out, and they regretted doing it because they said, I don't know what I was thinking when I did it. So just, you know, just want to save them a little bit there. So Stan Larimer, the godfather of bitch hairs, thank you very much, Stan. It's been great getting to learn you this year as well, and I'm looking forward to watching your trends happen so we can maybe do it again next year. And I hope for all your wishes to come true. I know you've worked hard with all the successes that are about to happen for you. So congratulations and thank you.
Thank you, Connie.
All right. We'll be talking to you soon on Blue Rock Talk, I hope. And also, you guys can catch him on Steam. He does a lot of really great articles and keeps you up and keeps it on layman's terms. So Merry Christmas to you, Stan, and Merry Christmas to everyone else out there. Thank you again, Stan, for all of your time. And I want to thank those of you out there for listening on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day and being a part of it here with Coast to Coast AM. It's been great. Connie Claus here for the night, and that's what I get to be during this time of the year. So thank you for tuning in. I hope that you appreciated the show. If you did, please let us know here at Coast to Coast AM. And it's always nice to get all these positive emails that we get, so we do appreciate that. And I am here at the 840 WHAS studios of iHeartMedia in Louisville, Kentucky. And I want to thank all the people that help out throughout the year. And those people are Greg Bishop, Bill May, Kirk Wesley, Tim Banal, Lex Lonehood, Stephanie Smith, Chris Burles, Dan Galante, Michael Cosio, which is new tonight, answering the phones for me. Thank you very much, Michael. I know there's a lot more people on the line, but you guys, sorry, just time has run out. I appreciate that you wanted to talk. Also thank my board op, Nathan Staten, who is from Kentucky and up there in L.A. right now running the board and taking care of everybody there with Coast to Coast from time to time. And also Lisa Lyon, I thank you as well. George Knapp, and of course, George Norrie. You got to thank the man, George Norrie. It's been great being a part of it. And I just want to remind you that Christmas Eve, I'm going to be back here. We'll have Betsy Lewis on the first hour talking about what she had predicted for 2017, what came true and what didn't come true. And I can tell you one of the things I'm going to ask her about. Now, she predicted President Trump, you know, Trump was going to become president. And she told us the visual, and it was really, really cool. But she also mentioned E.T. was going to show up. So we're going to ask her about that, or at least the UFOs. So until we meet again here on Coast to Coast, join me on Blue Rock Talk with Connie Willis. Please subscribe. Until then, I'll be talking to you New Year's Eve. Merry Christmas from Coast to Coast and Connie Willis.
"'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. When, out on the lawn, there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below. When, what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With a little old driver, so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now, Dasher, now, Dancer, now, Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away, all! As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky, so up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with the sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then, in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled! His dimples, how merry! His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke, it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk, and laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from all of us at Coast to Coast AM.